This is Chapter 12 of The War on Waste Paradox by Len Bertain. Read by Len Bertain. The next morning, Dr. Elby was waiting for us when we arrived for class. Standing with him near the desk was another man. He was short and wore his hair back in a ponytail. He was dressed in blue jeans, an open-necked sports shirt, a sports coat, and cowboy boots. I thought to myself, what is this hippie going to teach us? As soon as the class settled down, Dr. Elby said, "This is Phil, and he's going to teach you guys about a technique that you should know if you wanted to win my bet with you. It's called SMED." Dr. Elby turned the meeting over to Phil. He introduced himself to us. "Thanks, Jack. My name is Phil, and I'm here to talk to you about SMED." As he spoke, he walked over to the board and wrote, "Single-minute exchange of dyes." Single-minute exchange of dyes is a philosophy of manufacturing that differs radically from anything used in America since the Industrial Revolution. He explained, "It not only addresses the issue of setup, but it looks at the whole idea of batch sizes, economic order quantity, and many other interesting areas. For instance, if we reduce setup time to 10 minutes on any of your current jobs, does that create any other problem?" Buck was really interested in what Phil was saying. He raised his hand. "Phil, I think that it would be a miracle if you could get a setup done in this place in less than 10 minutes. That seems almost impossible. Although I don't know much about machining, why would you even suggest such a ridiculous thing?" Phil responded, "Is what I suggested ridiculous?" Tony said, "I have no idea where you're going to take this discussion, but did I hear you right? 10 minutes setup?" Phil went to the front of the room and pulled himself up onto the table. "Yes, I did say 10 minutes. Right now, you may think this is a crazy notion, but it works. It really does. Over the next several days, we're going to go over many examples to make this idea clearer for all of you." Phil looked at Tony and asked his name. Tony responded, and Phil continued, "Tony, you will be surprised at how simple this is. It really is a great idea. As you've been hearing in class for the last couple of weeks, we are great believers in low-tech solutions. To us, a low-tech solution requires a small investment in equipment or resources to solve a problem. These low-tech solutions usually create a major change in your system of doing things. They usually don't require any new equipment, merely the better utilization of equipment you currently have. The idea of SMED was contributed by a Japanese manufacturing engineer, Shigeo Shingo. He initially applied this concept to the changeover in dyes in a Japanese automobile plant, but applies equally well to a machine shop operations or any operations of a process where a setup is involved. As we'll discuss later, it also applies to a clerk processing paperwork in the front office. The Japanese have been proponents of this philosophy for years. They've been able to take a 9-hour setup down to 9 minutes. They did all of this without new machines or major capital outlay. SMED involves three very simple steps. First, you separate the internal and the external setups. We'll explain this momentarily. Then you simplify, and finally, you optimize. The rules of SMED are these: separate, simplify, and optimize. Before getting heavily into this, let me give you a little bit of my background. I have a basic high school education. I served an apprenticeship in a machine shop for several years. For a number of reasons, mostly economic, I started looking around for something else to do. I had known Jack Elby socially for quite a while, and he asked me to do some work for him as an instructor, in spite of, or maybe, because of my somewhat limited formal education. I've been working for Jack for a couple of years, kind of like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. The point of all this is you don't have to be rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. Trust me, I'm not a rocket scientist. There is nothing that we're going to be teaching you in any of these classes that you cannot master. Jack and I have prepared a worksheet on one setup from this factory. It was taken from a setup in this plant and is a good example of what can be achieved. Here is what we found. It took 25 minutes to tear down the job, 30 minutes to clean the machine, 80 minutes to find the tools and bullshit in the tool crib with the tool crib manager, 80 minutes to set up the tool offsets and the holders, 15 minutes to find the programmer to load the program, 15 minutes to download the program while waiting for the programmer to find the current version of the program to download, 30 minutes to find the program that had two bugs in it, then make the corrections, 25 minutes to load all the tools, 25 minutes to get the first article through all the four vice operations, 20 minutes to find the inspector for the first article, 30 minutes to first article inspection, 15 minutes to correct the program, and 30 minutes for another first article. The final inspection was another 30 minutes because the inspector stayed at the station and waited for the part. In all, it took you about 450 minutes to do this particular changeover, 420 minutes plus the extra 30 minutes. I think that you said, he pointed to me, that it was close to 7 hours. According to my calculations, it was actually 7.5 hours. When you look back at that job, how much of that time could have been spent in preparation before the previous job stopped? We call that external setup. In other words, external setup is work that can be done while another job is running. Internal setup is work that can only be done when the machine is stopped. In analyzing this job, how many of those operations can be moved to external setup? This is what is known as separation in the phases, three phases of SMED. It's the first step. Tony said, "Now you can't tear down the previous job before the machine stops, so the first step there is internal setup. Is that right?" Phil nodded and encouraged Tony. He said, "Yep, I think you got it. Keep going." Tony said, "Cleaning the machines is clearly internal." Bonnie jumped in ahead of Tony and said, "Finding tools has got to be an external setup issues." Tony took over again. "And measuring tool offsets is also an internal function because it can only be done while the spindle is turning." No, I see. It has to be an external setup because we can do it while the spindle is turning on the previous job. We may have to buy a few more tools, but it would be a minor expense to move that operation to external setup. At that point, Bernard said, "Finding me has got to be an internal setup because I can't waste my time waiting for the machine to stop. It would be very inefficient to have me waiting while the machine was still cutting parts." Phil smiled at Bernard and asked the usual question. "Bernard, do you add value to the process?" Bernard was almost offended by the question, but Buck jumped in. "Bernard is no different from me. He doesn't add value. He is necessary support, but he doesn't add value." "Why'd you ask that question?" Phil smiled in Buck's direction and asked, "Well, and you're Buck, right?" Buck acknowledged as such. Phil continued, "Our goal is to design a factory so that the people who add value can keep doing so. When we say that we want them adding value, it means the same as making money for the company. The machinists and assemblers are the only people who can add value. Is that right?" Mr. Grimes had been sitting quietly while Phil had introduced himself and carried on the class. Out of nowhere, he said, "I see what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense." Mr. Grimes was mumbling to himself. "Yeah, I really see it," he said. Everybody suddenly was looking around the room and then began to get worried. It looked like Mr. Grimes had flipped out. Suddenly, Mr. Grimes stood up and said, "I'm sorry for blurting that out in class and out of turn, and I suddenly saw what Dr. Albee was talking about. He looked at me and asked, "Remember when we came out to the shop with Jim and explained the concept of profitability to me?" I added that I remembered. I remembered the discussion, but I didn't understand anything that was said. Dr. Albee was right. If we really want to make this company profitable, let's make setup zero. Damn it, we can get close. I see it now. It makes sense. Does everybody else see that? I have to admit it. I didn't see until now. I really didn't understand. Phil, you did a wonderful thing. You made me see the light. I'm sorry. Let's keep going here. That's the end of Chapter 12, Part 1. See you in the next part. Thank you very much.